This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli clarifies he was compelled to dissolve the House as some leaders from his own party started hatching conspiracy against the government. Prime Minister Oli says party faction under his leadership is the legitimate Nepal Communist Party. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate stands at 97.1%. Muktinath Temple opening for devotees from Tuesday after 10 months of closure due to COVID-19 pandemic. And India stages nationwide drills to start coronavirus vaccination program. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the party leaders not to have any illusion regarding division in the party, saying the party under his leadership is the only legitimate Nepal Communist Party. Addressing a mass gathering of cadres of Nepal Communist Party in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the party under his leadership was the legitimate and mainstream of the Nepal Communist Party as per the background during the formation of the party and as per the party statute. The Prime Minister also said the so-called claim of Nepal Dahal Group for the legitimacy of the Nepal Communist Party had no basis to prove. Prime Minister Oli also pointed out the possibility of return of the disgruntled leaders to the mainstream party. The Prime Minister clarified that he was compelled to dissolve the House of Representatives and decide to go to the people for fresh mandate, as some leaders within the Nepal Communist Party started hatching conspiracy against the government. He further said the leaders did so as they could not withstand the popularity of his government. Prime Minister Oli also said the government had been working to fulfill the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. He added that the government had obtained remarkable achievements within the 3 years of the formation. He says Nepal's image in the international community had tremendously improved and Nepal had stood out in the international arena during his premiership. Speaking at the same occasion, Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel said the government had no other option to dissolve the House as some selfish and jealous leaders in the party created hurdle for the government in every of its business. Likewise, Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa said dissolution of the House was the only move to counter regression and instability in the country. Nepal Communist Party Dahal Nepal Group has announced second phase of protest against dissolution of the House of Representatives. The Dahal Nepal Group announced the second phase of protest and demonstration until the 5th of February amid a press meeting held in Kathmandu yesterday. Drinking water from the National Pride Project Melamchi is to reach the capital in coming mid-April. Information officer at the Melamchi Drinking Water Development Committee, Rajendra Panta, said though the project had seen 99% completion, some technical testing works were remaining to bring the project to absolute completion. He said that the tunnel that takes water from Melamchi to Sundarijal before its distribution would be ready only after a report was submitted by a team of 4 German technicians currently doing the final evaluation of the project. He further said it would take another 2 months of study and observation after the tunnel comes into operation. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 97.1%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 261,400 infected people, more than 253,800 have recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry said 750 people in Nepal recovered from the virus infection yesterday. Similarly, additional 419 people were diagnosed to have coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,870, with confirmation of 6 deaths yesterday. The Muktinath Temple in Mustang district is opening for devotees nearly after 10 months after it was closed over the risk of coronavirus infection. The temple is reopening from coming Tuesday. The locals and the tourism entrepreneurs of the Trans-Himalayan district have welcomed the decision. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province Prithibi Subbagurung has said that he is ready to face if no confidence motion was registered against the incumbent provincial government. Addressing the leading cadres meet organized in Gorkha by Nepal Communist Party yesterday, the Chief Minister, however, said that he was for joining hands together for running the government in the province irrespective of the disputes in the federal level. He, however, said that there was no option other than to challenge the no confidence motion in case it was registered. Likewise, Chief Minister Gurung also urged the party's dissenting faction led by Prachanda Nepal Group to collaborate, though the disputes were surfaced in the federal level. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has defended the incumbent government's recent announcement to go for fresh mandate, saying that it is not a regressive move. At a training session for frontline cadres of Nepal Communist Party in Palpa yesterday, he said rights of the citizens would be secured by conducting elections in the coming Nepali month of Baisakh, stating that the government had not only made strategic plans but also had done works related to the grassroots people. Minister Gurung also dismissed allegations made against the government, saying that it had done nothing wrong. Minister for Tourism and Civil Aviation Bhanu Bhakta Thakal has said that the government could not perform well due to non-cooperation from own party colleagues. Addressing a gathering of cadres at Bidur yesterday, Minister Thakal asserted that the government could not take place due to due to obstruction of own party leaders who resorted to criticize the government more than the opposition party had done. A wildfire that has engulfed the forest of the Langtang National Park is yet to be doused. The fire had spread on Saturday noon at Grahanpakha Forest, located in the north of Kalika Rural Municipality, Ward No. 1 in Rasuwa District. Hundreds of hectares of forested land have been destroyed in the blaze. However, exact details of the loss are yet to be ascertained. Chief Conservation Officer at the National Park, Susma Rana, said a team of Nepal Army employees of the National Park and local people had been mobilized to extinguish the fire. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरका एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Suspected Islamist militants have attacked two villages in Niger, killing around 79 people, according to Reuters news agency. Another 49 were killed and 17 injured in the village of Chongbango, while another 30 died in Jorum Daria, both near Niger's western border with Mali. There have been several recent violent incidents in Africa's Sahel region carried out by militant groups. France said on Saturday that two of its soldiers were killed in Mali. Hours earlier, a group with links to Al-Qaeda said it was behind the killing of three French troops in a separate attack in Mali on Monday. India has staged nationwide drills to start one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs as the drug regulator prepared to approve the first vaccine. Yesterday's drill saw 25 health workers receive dummy vaccines at each of the centres to be used across the country in a test run before the launch. Indian Health Minister Harshvardhan said the exercise would help build expertise so that the upcoming vaccination drive may proceed without any glitch. He also called for a campaign to counter misleading rumors that may scare people off getting the vaccine. A government panel on Friday recommended emergency use of the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine, and the first injections could be given in the coming week after Drug Control Authority of India gives final approval. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in far western province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli clarifies he was compelled to dissolve the House as some leaders from his own party started hatching conspiracy against the government. Prime Minister Oli says a party faction under his leadership is the legitimate Nepal Communist Party. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate stands at 97.1%. Muktinath Temple opening for devotees from Tuesday after 10 months of closure due to COVID-19 pandemic. And India stages nationwide drills to start coronavirus vaccination program. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.